Micah chapter 4. But in the last days it will come to pass, the mountain of the house of Yahweh will be established in the top of the mountains, and it will be exalted above the hills, and people will flow to it. And many nations will come and say, Come, let's go up to the mountain of Yahweh, and to the house of the Elohim of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law will go forth from Zion, and the word of Yahweh will go forth from Jerusalem. And he will judge amongst many people, and rebuke strong nations far off. And they will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up a sword against nation, neither will they learn war any more. But they will set every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. For the mouth of Yahweh of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk, every one in the name of his El, and we will walk in the name of Yahweh our Elohim, forever and ever. In that day, says Yahweh, I will assemble her who halts, and will gather here her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted. And I will make her who halts a remnant, and her that had been thrown afar off a strong nation. And Yahweh will reign over them in Mount Zion from that time forth, even forever. And you, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to you will it come, even the first dominion. The kingdom will come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why do you cry out loud? Is there no king in you? Is your counselor perished? For pangs have taken you like a woman in travail. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now will you go forth out of the city, and you will dwell in the field, and you will go even to Babylon. There will you be delivered. There Yahweh will redeem you from the hand of your enemies. Now also many nations are gathered against you who say, Let her be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of Yahweh, neither do they understand his counsel, for he will gather them like the sheaves into the floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make your horn iron, and I will make your hooves brass, and you will beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain to Yahweh, and their substance to the sovereign of the whole earth. End of chapter.